The Afterworlds podcast is a linear storytelling experience that is best listened to from the beginning. If you haven't listened from the start, we recommend it, as it will greatly improve your experience. If you're all caught up, welcome back and enjoy the show.
Welcome to the end of the world.
No, it's just
the Afterworlds podcast.
How's it going, Wastelanders? I'm your host, Parker. With prisoner voted most likely to succeed, Harvey Barrel, the cyborg mutant handyman, and number 2 and 7 on the bandit's most wanted list, Two-Fist McGill.
Different names.
Coming to you every week from out of the wasteland and into your ears on an adventure to Awesome Zone.
Heck yes.
No, save Tiffany. How many times do I have to remind you guys? It's save Tiffany or save Tiffany's zone at this point, or save awesome Tiffany. I don't care. All right, as long as you guys just remember that there's a little girl's life at stake.
Yeah.
Definitely needs a steak because she's starving to death.
Yeah.
Pepperoni will have to do.
Oh, hey, that looks like Baker. But hold on, just. Hold on, Baker. Stay back there for a second. Together, we're going to attempt to use our skills to survive in a world full of cyborgs, robots, zombies, and mutants. Broadcasting through all time and space, still somehow, on our makeshift broadcasting equipment using our comatose android companion as a transmitter, which definitely still violates obscure end-user license agreements. This is the last talk radio show on Earth.
And she can really Baker, go downhill on an ice cream truck real fast.
Exactly. Baker, you can come down now.
Yeah, good to see you too.
Yeah, how you doing, Baker?
Okay.
Well, hello there.
Fuck did you do to get out?
Oh, yeah, we were in prison last week.
Wait, how'd you know we were in prison?
I listen to this shit all the time, and...
Oh, yeah, no, we're on a radio show, it makes sense.
Our computer buddy sent me fucking SOS kind of bullshit message, so I got concerned. Oh. Did you not get my email?
Oh, no, not at all.
Those of you at home, you can actually send us an email at elevatorhour@gmail.com. That's theelevatorhour@gmail.com.
Oh, yeah, it looks like we do have an email. Yeah, well, I mean, but it's not from you.
Oh.
What?
Is it trying to enlarge my penis?
Nope. The message says, "Hi, Parker. Longtime listener. First time writing in. My friend says that you grew up in a bunker. You've seen no outside until recent. Did you have bicycle as kid? If so, did you ever ride in the bunker when you were a littler Parker? If you don't know how to ride a bike, maybe Harvey friend can help learn. I listen forward to hearing you soon on radio. My name is Anemone. So no one know it me.
Who's you have a grammar check as adult, you jackass?
Cooked on phonics.
Yeah.
That went downhill. Like, I mean, it started off strong and legible.
Right.
Did you ride a bike? How did you get out?
We almost had a tractor. We almost did it.
Stop it.
I remember like it was yesterday.
Wait, can you remember with a bike?
I don't know how to ride a bike. I never had a bike when I was, I was in a bunker. Can't really ride a bike.
Getting you a bike for Christmas.
Oh. I could use a bike for Christmas.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah.
Or you just you've got one yourself.
You've got a van. You could take us to Awesome Zone.
Oh, God. All right, yeah. That'll... I can do that. Much safer than having you walk all the way there. Good God.
Excellent. I felt like I was going to have to explain what happened last week.
All right. Well, heck yeah. Let's pile in here and we can regale you with what's been happening in the back of the ice cream truck.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
So just pile in the back here. I'll open this up and.
Nothing's really in there really right now. It's just empty coolers, so feel free to just move about and whatnot.
Yeah, it's just really, really cold back here.
Yeah, I mean, it's fall-ish, so yeah, it's just cold.
Feel free to move about the cabin.
Oh, God.
Oh, it's even got an AI.
Greeting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm glad the hot dog cart fits in here.
Me too.
I gotta fit my wed wagon in here, so it's...
Is the temperature accommodating?
I guess you might want to turn it up a bit for the warmies.
Turning up to 34 degrees.
That's Celsius, by the way. Oh, wait, shit. Celsius or Fahrenheit?
Celsius is broken.
That's important.
You foreign bastard.
Got him.
Oh, man, this one got
Fahrenheit,
fast.
So...
Wow, I didn't know you would get the America AI.
That's okay. It's not as bad as my husband. He'd sass me, too.
I was programmed by the ACR.
Yeah, that... Oh, God, fucking damn it.
That tracks.
Good dudes.
You know, bless their hearts, I'll just say that.
Oh, you know, I was in the ACR.
Yeah, I could ask who the ACR is, and then... We could avoid saying what happened last week.
No, you need to tell me. There's some pillows and stuff about so you can sit and get yourself comfy and regale me with your tales of how the fuck you got out of there.
Indeed. Let me warm you with my pillows.
Oh, that's uncomfortable.
I remember like it was yesterday. I mean, the king guy, he's gone now, so, like, how are we going to get out of here? I mean, he said that whole idea about starting a band, but, I mean, I don't know really how to play music. I've just been banging on these bones.
You might want to change what type of word did you use. When, no, continue, never mind.
And that's when the guards came in.
Oi, quit banging your bones! Are we not doing phrasing?
Well, but we're really good at banging these bones, though. Like, I mean, take a listen.
Ugh. I think I've heard better. I've heard way better.
Oh, didn't wait till you hear this awesome drum solo.
Well, if you think you can do better, I mean, why don't you try playing on the xylophone?
Yeah, get at it.
Yeah, you should join us.
Hold on. You, No, I got the key. That's right, I got the key. Give me the fucking paddle thingies.
Here you go, bang these bones.
Banging your bones.
The phrasing?
What? Now we don't got no time to be messing around.
Hey, there's always time for music. What are you talking about? Follow your passions.
I mean, he is better than you, Parker.
Yeah, he is definitely better than me. But at least she isn't better than you at the drums.
Give it a second. Hit them drums, Sammy.
Oh, that's actually not bad.
Hell yeah.
You gotta have a beat. You can't just be whacking willy-nilly. Goddamn, my fucking...
No willy-whacking here. They can't be doing that.
Right.
Yeah, you don't want your beat to get off.
And with a new band formed... The team took the show on the road all over the radar encampment.
Hey, welcome everyone. All right, we are beaten to death. All right, and 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, God. Wow. It's uncanny.
Ooh,
they just...
I can't believe that.
They turned on themselves.
Like, immediately. There was no downtime.
And notice how they avoid me? I don't understand it.
Yeah, it's like you don't even exist. I'm glad I didn't make the band.
I'm glad I was the manager.
My God, I'm doing drums now. Jesus fuck.
Oh. The drummer survived.
That ain't no dummy.
Sammy, why? Why? I loved you, Sammy.
Go fuck yourself, Dave.
Hey, Sammy. Check this out. Put a headbutt.
God. And then they were all beaten to death. You know, I didn't think it would work out this easy.
That sounds way too fucking convenient.
Yeah, that's not what happened at all.
Yeah, that's not how I remember any of that.
Well, I mean, I also haven't had... Chimes. I'm now just back on my drugs after being clean for 2 weeks.
Yeah, your sobriety really made you weird there.
Durr. We've kind of gained accustomed to, you know, regular drug-fueled Parker. And we like
it. Yeah.
Your story seemed to be full of fallacies.
And holes.
What was that about penis?
Just balls and holes.
This is not golf, this is ice cream.
You know, I was just thinking the coolers in here, they could probably hold bodies pretty well. I mean, off topic. No reason.
Don't open the left cooler.
I mean, it's just my lunch. It's my kill of the day. I gotta have something on hand. Actually, can someone pass me something? I was hoping to have to rage out to maybe save your asses, but I don't have to, so I'm really hungry. Please hand me a thing.
No problem, oh, Baker.
Yeah. Did the AI just cracker an old one? And when I say old one, I mean a person?
Uh-huh. Keep going. Who's next?
All right, so this is what actually happened.
Oh, God.
This is everywhere.
Jeez, Parker, can you just quit crying in the corner for like 10 minutes?
But I don't have any drugs, I'm scared.
Yeah, we've been over that. Javi, I'm glad I have you here with me, my man.
Of course, friend, I'm glad I could be here for you.
Alright, so I think we gotta take this into my own hands.
I peed.
You are the hero we need in today's age.
Oh, thank you. I know I am. Oh, Mr. Gods.
Yeah, what do you want?
Oh, yeah, I was just noticing there's like a hole over here in the corner. Can you come check it out? I don't want some like rat scorpion coming in after me.
Hole in the corner?
Yeah. See it over there? You should check it out.
You should just do what he says. I'm scared and useless.
Don't take no Sherlock to see that.
I am inept in every way, and Two-Fist is so much better. Please help us.
Oi, Dave, what are you doing opening the door?
He said there was a hole in here.
That's the pooping hole.
Excuse me, have you ever met Mr. Steven Seagal? Her neck break!
Oh, shit!
Karate chop into the
throat. Shit!
Yeah, gonna go good.
My parents are dead.
I've never seen such prowess.
All right, Harvey, pick up Parker and follow me.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Walking is hard.
All right, okay. Oh, Roomba, my man, come here, I have an idea. And that's when I took the time to explain my elaborate plan to Shotgun Roomba. Cut to me walking out into the middle of the compound, DJ Roomba strapped to my chest, shotguns ready to go, my hands of fury swinging wildly, crushing skulls left and right.
Ow, my skull!
Yes, listen to the screams of all the raiders.
Oh no, my skull! Ah, my awful, my skull!
So much skull on skull violence. I can't handle it.
That's about when Parker crapped his pants.
I crapped my pants.
And Harvey did Harvey things.
I'm an idiot.
So after I got done crushing a bunch of skulls and Roomba got done blasting a bunch of folks, the remaining Raiders decided that I should probably just take over as Raider King.
Please be our leader, Skull Crushing Man.
Yes, praise him.
I could do that for a while. Let me just kick back on this throne here. Now fetch me wine and other libations.
We don't have wine. We only have bud.
Wait. If you became king of this raider camp, why the fuck are you still here?
Oh, I'm getting there. All right, so after I asked for wine and libations, they told me they don't even...
I remember crapping my pants.
Yes, you do. That's when they informed me that they didn't have any wine.
I called myself an idiot?
Yeah, wait, no wine. We only have bud.
We don't got no... Yeah, only bud and friends.
Oh, in that case, why don't you guys all get the those bees opened up there and turn your backs for a small amount of time, and I'll tell you when they're all ready, and we'll all drink together.
That seems inconvenient, but okay.
Seems like a great idea. Shut up.
And that's when I put into practice my patented poison and poisoned all the drinks for those Raider idiots to slowly consume and die. So there was no one to be king of, so I was like, eh, fuck this. I took a bunch of this stuff and we got out of there.
Why am I slowly dying? Don't understand.
Oh, Mr. Two-Fist, you'd better save me. I'm going to drink this obviously poisoned beer.
Yeah, Harvey, up to you.
I'm already dying because I consumed it like an idiot.
And that's where I saved both their lives and got us all out of there.
Mm-hmm.
That,
I'm more likely to believe our buddy's story than yours. Just...
Oh, really?
Yeah,
okay.
Really.
Okay, DJ, what happened?
Maybe a little bit.
Do I sound like that?
No.
Guys, I remembered something. It's time for an ad break.
Let's all have a tasty treat. Macaroni, yummy, sweet. Just take a seat and grab your fork.
Prophecy of carnage! Squirming sea of blood! Embrace this dish! A child's wretched wish! A tangled crucible so chewable! Oh, this organ! How it burns! Delicious putrescent sustenance! What's inside? Now return! A cycle of gore forevermore! Macaroni and spleen! Macaroni and spleen! Macaroni and spleen! Macaroni and spleen! With titan-sized noodles for that titan-sized appetite, just add spleen! Find it at your local Waste Mart!
Are you suffering from bouts of epilepsy and having flashback experiences?
Do you often flashback to the day before?
Do you tattoo messages to yourself all over your body?
Like some sort of sticky note?
Leaving yourself a memento?
Is your grammar atrocious?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Well, boy, do we have the thing for you. A pad of paper.
Now with pen.
This isn't just any paper. This is an old book found everywhere in the waste that we used, that we reclaimed, and you can use to write your own notes.
Oh.
With pen.
Remember, the solution to being disorganized is to just be organized.
I'm illiterate, but at least I have the picture drawings to remind me of what I'm supposed to be doing. So thank you, notebook paper stuff.
Notebook paper, now in stores.
And we're back.
And we're back. I don't like this AI. He's trying to take my job.
I didn't know you had a job on here.
Yeah, I mean, I get to say that we're back from the ads.
That job, I'm sorry.
The catchphrase.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like all he does.
Huh, catchphrase. I like that.
Yeah, so don't format with me. Ah! You know, it's always good to have a catchphrase.
Who the fuck are you?
Catchphrase.
Branding! Hey!
What?
Anyway, aside from the drummings and the shoot 'em ups, this is what it sounded like to me when I got the message. Like you guys.
Do you think it's rude that we keep doing that to people, like, as they're trying to tell a story?
It feels genre appropriate.
I heard the transmissions that y'all just did, right? The last ones, and then I get the message. Pretty much it just said SOS, except not souls, just save our sorry asses.
Indeed.
So
SOSA.
Yeah. It's an updated version, which I'm like, yeah, that works. I thought nothing of it, because he likes to do weird things and say, do whatever he wants. So I didn't think almost anything of it, just because of the sorry asses. And then I heard the next one with the king guy. I was like,
Norco Callus, the drug lord.
Yeah, sure, whatever.
I think he was a wizard.
You did him dirty.
Possible. And then I was like, oh, fuck, shit, hell no, because then he sent another quick message, which was
saved. That was actually a direct quote.
It was more of like,
she said.
It was hard to decode. I had to put it through a binary system, and I was really bad at it, so it might be like Google Translate kind of deal. Hold on, so.
I mean, these two are telling lies anyway, so you might as well too. Just, make something up.
No.
Tell me lies. Tell me sweet.
I don't lie. That is exactly how I remember it.
I find that very hard to believe.
I mean, he is very drunk almost all the time.
Now that I really do believe.
Your blood alcohol level is currently 6%.
Oh, damn, that's low.
Oh, it's easy. All you gotta do is just say, I remember it like it was yesterday. And then you start telling us what we did.
But I wasn't there. Okay.
Imagine if you were DJ.
Okay. I see now.
What did DJ tell you?
I remember it like it was yesterday. Harvey Barrel was playing with his mouth bass. His music stuff. So you guys are all playing with your music.
Man, I'm really just. I don't know if we're gonna be able to make a band out of this. I'm pretty shit on these xylophones.
Yeah, but I'm crushing these drums.
My throat hurts.
And then the guards came in and they took your shit. Just like took it.
All right, we're taking your instruments. You can't have them anymore. Two of you are terrible, and one of you is alright, but you're done. We're over.
Thank you.
No, can't handle no more. No more.
I'm pretty sure I'm the alright one.
Man. The McCriggan's clan is a really rough group of raiders.
Well, yeah, we're fucking rough and tumble. Now.
Yeah,
they
said they were like dog people, dog raider peoples? I don't know. It was wolfman, dogman. It was hard to translate that one.
Oh, I think you just called him a bitch.
Got him.
Yeah. No, that makes a lot of sense. I don't remember any dog people, but I definitely remember people being bitches.
And then Didge said that he somehow connected with Roomba and like mentally, you know, like whatever connection that they have, and he was able to pick the lock.
Man, DJ's been making a lot of weird goddamn noises for quite a while.
Yeah, he's talking to Roomba, apparently. He's gonna try to get us out of here.
When did we get a Roomba?
Oh god, he just shot that guy.
Oh shit, that was shot!
Oh no! Oh, sound the alarm! Sound the alarm! The alarm!
Oh god, it's a bloodbath!
The alarm? I'm bleeding! Yeah. That's the alarm! It's alarming!
Light the fires! Light the fires!
He doesn't even finish him off. That's so mean. Calls.
Yeah, he just shot the lock off.
That's one way to pick it.
Alarm!
Roomba, you're really awesome.
Alarm!
Then it was just Roomba going through the camp and just no one was like, a robot, and kept shooting everybody. Like, no one thought the wiser about a Roomba with a gun.
Oh, hi. It's a little robot!
Oh!
Does that robot have a gun?
I just watched six people get shot by the...
Hey, look, it has four arms!
I'm gonna hide under this small pile of dirt and hope...
Why?! That gun, Roomba, needs a hat! Oh no, I've offended it!
Man, just walking behind Gun Roomba, this is a walk in the fucking park.
And then y'all got free and have been walking, and now I am here. And that story also sounded like a bunch of bullshit. So I'm just, you know...
I think I'd remember if...
I mean, that's the closest to my story, me and Roomba just murdering everybody.
Yeah. I mean, damn. I swear to God, we formed a band.
The likes of which have never been seen?
No, I've seen it before. It was bad. I'll tell you all what really happened, because I remember it because it was yesterday. Alright, so this music thing is not working out for me. We no longer have the Naked King dude to talk to, so I'm bored. And you've been making, what is that? Is that prison wine?
I mean, it's definitely prison something.
Right, yeah. I'll be right back. Hey, guards. Hey, can I talk to you?
What's up?
Do you want?
Yeah, if I just give you these four skulls, will you just kind of just let us out and just kind of all just like fall away as we walk past, as we just like kind of like, hey, out of the way, and just like flail?
Four?
Like, just a little performance. I'll add a fifth skull if you can just add that extra bit of flair and performance.
Five skulls. That is more than four. One,
right?
Five skulls and a handful of bullets.
Do you mind if the bullets are made out of garbage?
Yes, no. Do they hurt impale people ahead of me? Then yes, I don't.
Oh, yeah, no, they still hurt. Hey, Roomba, come over here. Yeah, no, thank you. Can I just empty that? All right, now.
I also need 5 minutes with your wagon.
I mean, that's fine. There's a guy. You know what? Never mind.
Do not king shame.
Yeah. If that deals like if you give you a little of that time, can you just fall away? I mean, I think it really. They're not doing too well in here. I think it just really helped their self-esteem.
I don't have self-esteem.
Not you.
Okay, but we could keep that guy, though.
The frail, pale one looks like he doesn't have long left.
He'll be fall guy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. You want him to stay? I mean, hey, do you want to stay?
No. He's going to stink up the place.
He is staying.
I smell terrible.
Hey, Parker, hey.
Yes. Hey, what's going on?
Hey, you got that lease?
Yeah.
Yeah, give me that.
Hey, my lease on life.
Yeah, no, okay. You guys take that. all right? And, you know, good deal. 5 skulls for 4 for 3 people and a droid. I mean, pretty good, all right? And a lease on life.
Yeah, close enough.
That's it. You win.
What did
this
I win?
Is good for me.
Cool. I thought we were going to take this guy to Awesome Zone.
Need 4 guy.
Wait, I win. I win that guy in hot dog cart.
Yeah. So in 5 minutes, when you're done with the cart, just leave the door open or unlocked, and we'll see ourselves out. And remember, just fall away.
No problem.
All right.
5 minutes.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Just keep it down.
No problem.
Hey guys. Hey guys. I got a plan. I think that that Two-Fist should just lead a charge out of here, just, you know, guns blazing. What do you say, buddy?
Yeah, I haven't smashed a skull in a while.
Yeah, and you won't. All right, yeah, so in 5 minutes, I said we just lead a charge. Well, I'll get us out of the door. They'll be fine.
Hey, is that guy going towards the cart?
Hello, cart. How are you today?
That's where my drugs are.
He's got bedroom eyes for that cat.
He has bedroom eyes for my drugs?
Cart, your wheels. They are divine.
Oh.
Well, as long as he doesn't touch my drugs, we're good.
Just give him 5 minutes.
Leave now. Shift almost over.
Oh, Cart, why do you have so many things inside of you? Let me unload you first. Lighten the load.
Oh, he's touching my drugs.
So,
Pardon me, sir, but have you considered not touching my drugs?
Your drugs are in way of true love.
And, what? Yep, and his head just popped right off. Damn, his hands are just strong. Two-Fist, we're going.
You killed...
Oh,
no.
Yeah. Let's do
this. You're not part of deal. Not part of
and
deal.
Squish.
And, after only 2 murders and everyone else just kind of fucking off in a little payment, we ended up on the road and... You found us.
Oh. You know, that actually sounds pretty plausible.
That's
you were like
plausible.
A fever dream, man. You were out of it. And,
Your cart was... I hesitate to say.
Violated?
Cart, I am sorry for you.
I'm fine.
Oh, God!
It's a hot dog cart.
Ah, shit. He's still on here?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I just picked up the lease on life and brought it with us. We're going to Awesome Zone, and he's going to cheer up, and he's going to be free man.
Wait, yeah. What did you call him? What's that? It doesn't matter. I don't remember names anyway, so.
He hasn't told us his
been
name
on
yet.
My shirt this whole time.
Who knows? He's just wearing that really shitty band
shirt.
Wait,
which band?
There's a name tag on the shirt.
That says, hello, my name is, and it's got nothing written there. It's just the name tag. But yeah, so, I mean, and now that you're here, and we haven't actually figured out what really happened, because, I mean...
Because 2 of you were liars, one of you was in
Harvey,
a...
Harvey likes to
drug dose fucking recovery state, and the other one is at least plausible. So you know what? Y'all are fucking safe. They guess it's all that really matters right now, so...
The true story was the friends we left behind.
I want to destroy that AI.
Yeah, that's fair.
But yeah, and now that you're here, you can take us to Awesome Zone, and it sounds like we'll get there next week.
Yeah, I mean, I got nothing else to do. I need to restock anyway, so...
Yeah, we'll be...
Do you want a jar full of... Do you want a jar full of fingernails?
You still have those?
I guess so.
I mean,
I don't
know
need
where
the
I got another jar of them, but
keep
I haven't.
Jar.
So,
It was a habit I had to kick before I was dead, so I'm trying not to go back to that.
Please, give me the fingernails.
Oh, the right. He's also my composter, so I can give him a lot of natural materials and...
And that's how ice cream is made.
No, it's not. I fucking told you this shit.
So, I'm not eating your ice cream anymore.
No. God damn it.
So, yeah, you'll be hearing from us again next week, live from Awesome Zone.
Yeah, it sounds like Baker will be there.
Maybe. I'll probably stop in for maybe a little bit, but I got a lot of shit I need to find.
Yeah, I wonder who else we'll see at Awesome Zone. Maybe we'll see some of our other friends. You said Awesome Zone's a pretty famous place.
Probably me.
I heard it's like Disneyland for the Wasteland.
Yeah.
With poop.
The Afterworlds podcast was recorded in an improv setting with very little preparation or guidance. Special thank you for this episode goes to Mike Harris. Thank you for covering any voice that we needed for this episode. You can find more from Mike Harris at facebook.com/Trek Theater. That's TrekTheater. Where Mike and his crew reenact different episodes of Star Trek The Next Generation. And once again, I'd like to thank our good friend Rin for coming on the show, voicing a whole bunch of different guards, and one of our favorite characters, Baker the Unturned. If you want to see more, you can get a hold of him at Happy Bird Bakery on Instagram and Curry Sauce X3 on Facebook. Also, thanks for the Mac and Spleens. Harvey Barrel was voiced by Hunter O'Gwynn. Two-Fist McGill was voiced by Wes Johnson. Parker was voiced by me, Udo Long. If you want to hear more from Hunter and Wes, check them out on the Role-Playing Grenade podcast, available on all podcast platforms. If you want to hear more from me, check me out at youtube.com/AfterworldsGame. Thanks for listening.